Florida's $2 billion low-income pool, or LIP, is a joint federal-state program that reimburses hospitals for treating uninsured patients. The feds want the state to end LIP and instead expand access to Medicaid for some 850,000 Floridians under Obamacare. The legislature is deadlocked over that matter, but with or without Medicaid expansion, state health officials argue LIP should be preserved. South Florida has the state's highest concentration of uninsured, so at the Doral hearing, healthcare bosses like Jackson Health System President Carlos Migoya said they too support keeping LIP.
Since Medicaid only reimburses less than half of the actual cost, Jackson will be forced to eliminate and reduce programs and services if LIP is not renewed or replaced.
But Miriam Harmatz, the senior health attorney for the nonprofit Florida Legal Services, Inc., said Medicaid expansion has to be part of the plan.
To think that we have an accessible safety net that can really serve the underinsured with LIP, and again, even double or triple or quadruple LIP, is a myth.
The LIP hearing started Wednesday in Orlando and will finish Friday in Tallahassee. I'm Tim Padgett in Doral.